Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm and sunny morning across Israel, with clear skies expected over major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Perfect weather for those heading out. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, Israel has transferred laser and defense systems to the United Arab Emirates. This report comes just in from the British Financial Times. Also, a new poll reveals that Israelis believe Naftali Bennett and Gadi Eisenkot are more suitable as prime minister than Benjamin Netanyahu. The Jerusalem Post shared these findings earlier this hour. Also this hour, JNS reports that Israel has completed a massive operation restocking its military. Over 6,500 tons of equipment were moved in just 24 hours. Separately, there is concern in Israel over potential tactics from Hamas. Israel Hayom reports that senior security officials worry about Hezbollah's influence on Hamas strategies. And finally, from earlier today, a peace summit in Tel Aviv convened thousands aiming for progress in Israel's ongoing conflicts. Forward covered the event as it unfolded. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya shared a video just minutes ago showing a dramatic incident involving Cole Allen. The footage reveals him opening fire at a U.S. Secret Service officer during an assassination attempt on President Trump. Ayman Dean, a security analyst, posted that the current regional tension mirrors that before a major escalation. He suggests there's a strong chance of renewed hostilities within the next couple of days. Middle East underscore 24 reported earlier this hour that UAE authorities have dismantled a network involved in illicit arms trafficking linked to Port Sudan. 13 individuals face serious charges. Now for more on those stories, starting with Israel's defense cooperation, the Financial Times report highlights Israel's strategic move to support the UAE amidst tensions with Iran. This transfer of advanced technology underscores strengthening ties between the two nations. The implication for the region is a potential shift in the balance of military power. Turning to the Israeli political scene, the Jerusalem Post's poll suggests a shifting sentiment among voters. Bennett and Eisenkot's rising popularity might signal a demand for new leadership. This could influence upcoming electoral strategies and alliances. Meanwhile, JNS details the logistical feat achieved by Israel's military in restocking its supplies. This operation reflects the high readiness level of the IDF amid regional uncertainties. For civilians, it ensures ongoing security measures remain robust. Additionally, Israel Hayom's coverage of security concerns highlights the ongoing threat of drone warfare. Officials fear Hezbollah's tactics could inspire similar moves by Hamas. This could lead to heightened tensions and a need for increased defense measures. Finally, the peace summit in Tel Aviv, reported by Forward, signifies a collective effort towards conflict resolution. Despite the challenges, it shows a continued push for dialogue and reconciliation. For many, it offers a glimmer of hope amid prolonged conflicts. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that the U.S. Army has selected an Israeli drone for its operations. This marks a significant achievement for Israeli technology in global defense markets. Separately, CTech discusses TikTok's embrace of AI to boost creativity. Anna Pelkin highlighted this at a recent tech event, emphasizing how AI is reshaping content creation. And finally, Israel Hayom Business covers a controversy involving HiBob's CEO. Roni Zahavi addresses accusations from competitors and outlines his company's new business model. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.